know what day of the hospital stay it is. I feel like we've been here for weeks. But I wanted to give a little update. This has probably just been one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. It's been really difficult not having Walker in the room with me physically. He's just down the hallway, but feels like another body part of mine is in another hallway and it shouldn't be there. Yesterday we just got some updates on him and just what the doctors are looking at and testing. I got a notification on my phone because I have his chart on my phone through the hospital's app or something, and they had done like a head ultrasound and all these different tests that scared me really bad. One of the doctors brought up one of the things they're trying to test for and try to figure out what it is. I don't even know the name of it, so I can't even repeat it. But it's all kind of just theories right now. They don't really know. They did find some issues with his kidneys. And I think the hardest part of all this too is, like, I'm not mentally here. I'm so sleep deprived and I'm just recovering from surgery that, like, I can't comprehend what's happening. And so trying to understand what's happening with my son and when the doctors are talking to me has been so difficult. So if you could just keep Walker in your prayers, that would be amazing. And just pray for us as we try to navigate all this. Kyle's about to get out of the shower and we're about to go see him for a little bit. So yeah, I'll keep you guys updated as things happen.